Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine a city, just buzzing with lights, excitement everywhere you look, a place that's basically synonymous with a good time, right? Today, we're diving into that electric feel specifically to figure out, how to do one particular thing really well, the tequila shot. And we're not just like listing random bars. We're trying to understand how Las Vegas, with its very specific local scene, really shapes this whole experience. Our main source for this is an article called Best Las Vegas Bars for Tequila Shots. Top picks over on Show Me Vegas.
Yeah, and what's really fascinating, I think, is how this guide isn't just a list. It sort of reveals Vegas's mastery of curation. It's not just throwing options at you. It's about tailoring everything, the atmosphere, the specific brands of tequila, to give you, the visitor, a really personalized, high-value experience. So it moves beyond just, having a drink. It becomes a memorable event, and that's all down to these smart, localized choices.
That's a great way to put it. It's optimizing the whole thing, the senses, the feeling. And Vegas, well, it's definitely the prime spot for that kind of intentional design. The nightlife is just legendary. So many bars famous for really good tequila. The Show Me Vegas article points out some great ones. Let's see, Loser's Most Wanted Bar, Tequila Taqueria, Casa Fuente, The Chandelier, El Dorado Cantina, Chica, Havana Room, even Park MGM's Eataly. Each one feels totally different.
Exactly. And that variety connects to the bigger picture, showing how Vegas really caters to whatever mood you're in.
Yeah.
That's a huge benefit, this sort of choice architecture they've built. So, like, Loser's Most Wanted, you go there for that high energy, big crowd, maybe live music vibe, perfect if you're out with a group, right? But then you compare it to, say, Casa Fuente, much more intimate, kind of sophisticated, better for maybe slowly savoring a really good shot. And the power of having these distinct local options, these different localized settings, is you can pick the atmosphere that boosts your enjoyment. It fundamentally changes the experience based on what you want right then.
Okay, so the vibe's covered. We can find the right setting. But what about the actual tequila? I mean, how much choice are we really talking about here? And what's the benefit of having all that local selection?
Ah, well, this is where Vegas really steps it up. The selection is seriously impressive. You've got your top shelf stuff like Patron, Don Julio, Clos Azul, Espolòn, big names, but also really solid, maybe more budget-friendly choices like Cazadores or Jornitos. And the article even gives a nod to Tequila Ocho. That's interesting because of its single estate production, which basically means all the agave for that specific bottle comes from one single farm. It gives it a unique character, kind of like terroir in wine, from a specific vineyard. It's a level of detail, of craft you might not find everywhere, a real benefit for people who care about that stuff.
That is interesting, like a little origin story in your glass. Okay, so you've got all this choice. How do you actually make the best choice for yourself? And what are the like tangible benefits of knowing the difference between them?
Right, that's the key question, isn't it? How
Yeah.
do you navigate it all? Well, understanding the basic types helps a lot. Like Blanco tequila, that's your bright, pure, unaged stuff, really lets the agave flavor shine. Then you have Añejo, which is aged longer. That gives it richer, deeper flavors, maybe hints of vanilla or caramel from the oak barrels. It really comes down to personal taste. And the benefit is that these Vegas bars, with their localized selections, make sure there's something for everyone. You're empowered, basically. You can make an informed choice and pick a tequila that fits your palate, fits the moment. It's like choosing the right tool for the job, you know?
Makes total sense. Being intentional about it. Okay, so speaking of intentionality, what else can you do? How else can we like enhance the whole tequila shot experience and get the most benefit from these local Vegas offerings?
Well, another practical point from the Show Me Vegas piece is timing. Super important. Think happy hours. Places like Havana Room or Tequila Taqueria, they often have deals, and that's a direct benefit you get to try maybe more premium tequilas without completely breaking the bank. It's about leveraging those local deals. But beyond just saving money, think about food pairings. That can seriously elevate the whole tasting experience.
Okay, so it's not just the shot in isolation, it's part of a bigger culinary picture.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine sipping a crisp Blanco with some fresh fish tacos, or maybe a really zingy salsa. Tequila Taqueria is apparently great for that. Or think about a richer Añejo. Maybe pair that complexity with something smoky, like grilled meats or even spicy dishes. The article praises places like Chica and El Dorado Cantina specifically for having menus that are kind of curated to go well with tequila. So yeah, it turns a simple shot into more of a like gastronomic thing. You appreciate both the drink and the food more. It deepens the whole experience.
Wow. Okay. So we've really just scratched the surface here, but it's clear how choosing the right Vegas bar, knowing a bit about your tequila, even thinking about timing and food, All these things can turn a simple shot into something way more memorable, more personalized. And that insight comes directly from understanding the localization, thanks to Show Me Vegas.
Exactly. This whole dive into the Vegas tequila scene really underscores how making intentional choices, choices informed by the local specifics, can just amplify any experience, really. It kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? What other local things, food, activities, whatever, where you are, could be totally transformed if you took a similar deep dive into their unique characteristics and the benefits they offer. Makes you think.